This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
And now, a special Sports Byline Encore presentation.
Live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years, and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world. And brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, emanating today from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Yes. The man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks, having defended that title now for better than 35 years. Remember, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth, so said my mother. Straight up, we're talking boxing and MMA for the next hour, of course. Open phone lines around the planet. We'll open that up right away. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Want to drop us a comment? Feel free to do so. Rip us if you want. 415-275-161. That's right. The Ring Talk text line. No commitment text line. 415-275-1613. Well, got some fights on HBO, of course, that have happened in the last week. And is that sort of like the end of HBO? Yeah, HBO's going to have one more card. Of course, Danny Jacobs. And they're going to walk off into the sunset, baby. That's right. HBO, the heavyweight champion of cable networks, without a doubt, man. They kicked ass. They left everybody looking at them, and it was just about home box office. That's all anybody had was home box office. You didn't need anything else. It was home box office. It wasn't even HBO yet. Straight up, now HBO and boxing are divorcing each other. They're kicking HBO. HBO's kicking boxing to the curb. Of course, you sort of knew that when they sort of annexed Larry Merchant, the Godfather, what, in 2012, 2013? And there's no reason to let him retire. You hear him on this show. He's sharper than ever, baby. Nobody's got the boxing game down more than Larry Merchant. But, you know, they moved on with Max Kellerboy, and, of course, that turned out to be a disaster, I thought. Anyway, bottom line is, we'll talk mixed martial arts first and then boxing live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance Ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
We use that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That is just a fact of life.
Bottom line is, we're sort of like upsetting things today. We used to talk boxing at the beginning of the show, but we're going to talk MMA at the beginning of the show, of course. Why? We'll bring in Johnny Sig, I think, at 40 minutes past the hour. But I do want to mention this. Of course, I am just like 10 days away from Panama. That's right. Of course, the WBO convention, the World Boxing Organization. I will be flying down for the 31st, 32nd annual convention. Bottom line is, we're going to have a great time. Of course, Roberto Duran, the man with the hands of stone, Manos de Pietra, will be feeding, as will some other great Panamanian champions. Of course, Duran stands alone as far as Panama's great boxing champs. I mean, yeah, there are other guys, Eusebio Pedroza. I can mention a couple other guys, but nobody, even though Pedroza like defended the title almost a record amount of times, that WBA 126-pound title, Duran was still the god of boxing in the country. I remember when Duran won the title, the welterweight title against Sugar Ray Leonard, June 20th, 1980, when he went home to Panama. I guess he arrived in Panama on the 21st or the 22nd, but he arrived in a private jet that the president sent for him, and when he stepped off the plane, Roberto had the WBC belt around his waist, and there had to be like 25 or 30,000 people, at least, and that didn't talk about the people parading and waiting in the city for him to drive through the city. So it was a great day for Roberto Duran. We hope to have an equally good time when we go down for the WBO convention. Of course, that starts on October 29th and runs through November 2nd. There's information on that at WBOboxing.com. So I'm going to have a good time and learn something. And of course, I also take my biannual judges exam. Of course, I am a certified judge with the Association of Boxing Commissions, something most boxing judges, be it here in the United States, don't think that is all that important, but they end up having to join it. I mean, you have to join the ABC in order to judge in different states, but some guys, you know, they don't think the ABC is worth it. It is a federal organization, the Association of Boxing Commissions, okay? They are governed by the Muhammad Ali Boxing Act from 1996, of course. Originally, John McCain wrote that and had all kinds of teeth in it, and it was going to protect boxers, and it didn't do all that. It did. It sort of brought a little more clarity to boxing situations, so a boxer knows that if a fighter, if he signs to fight Scott Cuddy, that Scott Cuddy is going to get $100,000. He's only going to get $10,000, and Scott Cuddy is going to get first class accommodations and things like that. So he's entitled to know what the other guy is getting and what the promoter is getting as well. Of course, that was part of the Muhammad Ali Act. What is missing from the Ali Act is any legal teeth. I mean, it has no teeth. I mean, I produced a few cases since 1996, particularly in the state of Arizona, where I proved there were fake, you know, rigged boxing. I mean, fights were fixed. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I proved that clearer than you can imagine. The FBI took it, of course, and they ran with it, and they're ready to issue indictments. In fact, they sealed 19 indictments involving Operation Matchbox circa 2004 in Las Vegas. Of course, it was John Ashcroft was the attorney general at the time, and he sort of squashed this because two of the FBI agents involved in the case on the outskirts of the case in Las Vegas from New York City had worked for the mafia, and he killed people. So there was real mob guys involved with the FBI, no doubt about that. And the mafia was, you know, mafias and boxing sort of runs hand in hand, doesn't it? Or at least you would think. No, it really doesn't. Anyway, back to the subject hand. John Jones, coming back, of course, the former light heavyweight champion, lost one fight in his life, of course, in the world of mixed martial arts, but he's a cheat. He's a steroid freak. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it. He's been caught not once, twice. How many times, Cuddy? Three, four, five times? Like, at least three times, man. At least three times. And what cracks me up is that you've heard him, and we'll probably play the clip a little later, but Jim go, oh, I'm so glad to be telling the truth about everything now. You know, hey, man, this guy is the most full of spit guy, and that's spit with an H, that I've ever come across in the entire world of combat sports. And I've come across a lot of con men, okay? But this guy, the audacity to sit there and look in your face. I mean, look in your face, and then, well, I tell you, I think we're going to roll that. Roll that.
It's scary when you tell the absolute truth about where you're at in your life and, you know, struggles with sobriety and just everything about me is really out there right now. And it's really freeing to be in this position to just not be hiding anything and just get to move forward in my life. And yeah, I feel great, man. It feels really good. Thank you to all the fans who stuck by me and who still support me and who are excited for me. It's just so energizing for me as an athlete, and I really appreciate everyone so much.
Get out the barf bag. I mean, come on, man. That was it. You know, that was like sobriety, you know. And then he got popped for cocaine, and then it was steroids again. I mean, you know, the cocaine thing, I looked the other way. I said, listen, whatever the guy wants to do in training, I mean, you know, before the fight, I mean, that's his thing. As long as he isn't taking performance-enhancing drugs during the fight, I don't have a problem with that. I really don't. I really, really don't. People say to me, how can you say that? You're an ex-policeman, and you want to say it's okay for a guy to snort cocaine? I said, if a guy wants to do a little blow, that's on him. He's a human being. He's an adult. He can do it if he wants, okay? That's on him. I'm not judging him for that. But I am judging him on the fact that, you know, he's been caught a couple of times, if not three times, with performance-enhancing drugs around him, in him. The bottom line is he's a cheat. And, of course, being the best fighter in the world of mixed martial arts in the minds of so many, I mean, before he was stripped this last time, of course, of the light heavyweight championship, he holds two wins over Daniel Cormier. I mean, of course, Cormier, he knocked Cormier out the last time. I think this Cormier was crying. I don't know. There's no rivalry. You know, so Cormier, the current light heavyweight and heavyweight title holder, has been beaten by John Jones twice. What does that say about the legitimacy of the world heavyweight champion? What does that say about it? What does that say about his status? If Cormier has been beaten up and pummeled and just had his tail kicked and handed to him by John Jones, and John Jones is active again, and John Jones is not the champion, but John Jones never lost a fight except for that when he got disqualified against that Mark Hamill or some guy named Hamill early on in his career. He did some illegal striking on the ground back when you couldn't hit guys on the ground, and he was disqualified. But outside of that, he's never lost a match. But now that we know that he's Mr. Steroid Guy, maybe we know why. Because I've got to tell you, and people laugh when I say this, you know, performance-enhancing drugs do that. They enhance your performance. You think performance-enhancing drugs don't work? Okay? If you got some issues with impotence, try one of them blue pills. You'll see what happens as far as enhancement and performance enhancements concerned. Well, that's sort of like the same thing with steroids. You know when you're taking steroids, just like you knew when you popped that 250 milligrams of Viagra. You know it. Your body's talking to you. You know it. The steroids, when they're going through your system, it's like a volcano going off in your body every now and then, and you know it. You feel it. You feel the power. It gives you an instilled, an added level of confidence. That's why a lot of times when guys get popped for steroids, they perform so miserably afterwards because they don't have the steroids anymore, and they use those steroids for so long to be a mental crutch and a physical crutch to get along. And believe me, they work. There's no doubt about it. Steroids work. Performance-enhancing drugs work. Testosterone, it works. It just does. You can roll back human growth hormone. That stuff works. I told you about Barry Bonds. Of course, considered the greatest baseball player of all time with a big asterisk and an ass next to his name. Of course, I'm talking about number 25 of the, took the number from his father, the original Bobby Bonds. But, of course, he broke the home run record. But everybody knows he was on steroids. I mean, come on, man. That's the biggest joke in the entire world, him not being on steroids. But what he told a friend of mine, actually he told Victor Conti, who's no longer a friend of mine, but he was an associate, Victor Conti of Snack, he told Victor that when he was on human growth hormone and all that, the clear and the blue and all the steroids all mixed up, the cocktail, whatever it was, that he could see the threads on the baseball when the baseball was coming at him at 105 miles an hour. Man, that is amazing, amazing stuff. Seeing the threads on the baseball, not the commissioner's name, but the threads on the baseball at 105 miles per hour with the aid of human growth hormones. So you think it doesn't work? Hell yeah, that stuff works. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
That's a sobering thought.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You use so many big words, how was your tricker, man?
I'm not going to trick you. You know I'm not going to trick you, Mom. Wouldn't think of doing it.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent means, if that's good, I'm that.
You are not a stupid boy.
The great Muhammad Ali, of course, we're talking boxing at 40 minutes past hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Straight up, we're talking UFC right now. Of course, John Jones, I've been, really expanding on the fact that he's coming back and they've welcomed him back to the UFC. In fact, they were talking about pulling him out of the a Brock Lesnar fight and then, of course, pulling out Cormier in a Brock Lesnar fight and then inserting John Jones. Well, guess what? Cormier and Brock Lesnar are not going to fight on the 29th. It was, of course, the big fight. I will get to the bottom of that, I guess, with the wrestling doctor. In fact, the doctor knows all about wrestling and talk about Dr. Mike Lano. We'll get to Dr. Mike Lano, of course, in No Holds Barred. That's on Sunday at 5 p.m. Pacific time. 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We'll talk with Dr. Mike Lano as far as all the little intricacies of steroids and wrestling and that kind of good stuff. And, of course, John Jones, Chris Cyborg, Santos, they've both been popped for steroids. They just have. I mean, I told you about Cyborg. I mean, she was like, she needed to shave sometimes at 5 o'clock. She was very unfeminine looking and very male looking. And, of course, you know, the biggest secret, I think, or the biggest non-secret in all of mixed martial arts was the fact that she was taking steroids for a long time. And then she got popped about 3 or 4 years ago in San Diego by the California State Athletic Commission, good old California. They popped her. And, of course, she was suspended, and she comes back, I clean now, I clean, I clean, I clean. Okay, well, she's clean now, but she's taking on Amanda Nunes on the same card where John Jones is going to head the headline, of course, against Alexander Gustafsson. He fought Gustafsson once before, and I remember what I took away from that fight was John Jones separated his toe, and it was one of the ugliest injuries I've ever seen in my life. It was, like, gnarly, absolutely gnarly. His toe was, like, sticking in the opposite direction. It was, like, oh, ugly. Anyway, John Jones, Gustafsson on top. I guess they're going to go 5 rounds. And then the co-feature will be for the Women's Featherweight Championship. Of course, that is the defending champion, Chris Cyborg Santos. She's got a lot of different names. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, she's a monstrous. I wouldn't put anybody. I mean, if a girl says to me, look, I got to fight Chris Cyborg Santos, what do you think I should do? I say, take a dive. What do you mean take a dive? What do you mean? Because you're going to get hurt. You know, am I trying to get somebody to cheat? No. But I'm just trying to say that would probably be the easiest way out. You know, you sort of do like Bruce the Mouse Strauss. I told you about him. The old boxer that had like over 150 fights. He told me that once he realized a fight wasn't competitive, he sort of got out of there. In other words, he laid down, okay? And sometimes fights weren't competitive after the referee's instructions. And I think that Bruce the Mouse Strauss realized that. Anyway, Chris Cyborg Santos, the monstrous of MMA, without a doubt, the most dominant figure, I think, in all the game. As far as women are concerned, I don't think there's a woman in the world that stands a chance. Amanda Nunes is doing this, I think, for the money. Of course, she's the 135-pound champion. She's moving up weight to 145. When you look at their bodies, if Cyborg Santos does not die making weight here, she's strange. I've seen some videos of her. Look them up on YouTube. I mean, they're the most... I've done some weight cutting in the past, and usually weight cutting is because you didn't train right. But she's like coming down to an unnatural weight, 145 pounds, when she like walks around about 165, and she ain't fat. You know what I'm saying? She's not fat. Okay? So, but she walks around about 165, 170, and then she comes down to 145 for these fights. Well, Amanda Nunes, she was making 135 pounds. She had some problems making 135, so she said, well, maybe I'll take a chance and move up to 145. Girl, I hope you've increased your life insurance, your health insurance, and that they're giving you enough money that if you lose this fight in the manner in which I think is conceivable, you could, in other words, getting hurt, that you have some type of full-time, lifetime insurance medical policy, because you may be forever paralyzed fighting Chris Cyborg Santos. I kid you not. I think that putting another female in the octagon or in the cage or in the ring, wherever you want to put them, with Cyborg Santos is a distinct disadvantage to anybody outside of Chris Cyborg Santos. So what am I trying to tell you? She's not going to probably ever lose a fight unless she gets really, really old or it's all about the weight. If she can make the 145 or whatever the contracted weight is, look out, baby. She's 20-1. 20-1. Her only loss going back to 2005 when she made her debut. She made her debut in 2005. So she hasn't lost since she made her professional debut. She's a monstrous. I told you. She scares me. I mean, Ronda Rousey, come on, man. You know, Ronda and the jiu-jitsu and that kind of good stuff. Man, Ronda, I'd ragdoll Ronda. Box her from the outside, boom, and then ragdoll her. Okay, you hit her a couple times and ragdoll her. But Chris Cyborg Santos, there would be no game plan to fighting Chris Cyborg Santos. There wouldn't be. I mean, I just wouldn't know what to do. I mean, I say to myself, would I move to the right? Would I move to the left? I have no idea. Bottom line is, let's take it to the Ring Talk phone lines. Anthony, what's happening big time, Anthony?
Hey, I'm wondering if you can have an opinion on this. I'm getting sick and tired of, like, I know boxing and it's being more of a show than the actual quality. Like, the promotion for boxing and UFC, they're focusing more on the promotion than the actual quality of the fights, because sometimes the pay-per-views are so boring, honestly. It's more about the promotion than the actual quality of the fight sometimes. Don't you agree, or do you disagree with that?
Well, in the world of combat sports, I'm gonna put combat sports up against basketball. If you're a basketball fan and a combat sports fan, and there's 82 games in a basketball season, and there's 82 fights versus for the fight fan, you're probably gonna see a better percentage of basketball games than you would fights. You see where I'm coming from there?
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying? There, combat sports is turning into more of a WWE-style promotion where they care more about the being scripted and stuff like that, having the promotion for the fights and stuff like that. Because that's how what is it called, the Khabib and Conor thing, it was more promotion. The fight wasn't that good, actually. It wasn't that entertaining. Khabib dominated most of the fight, but it wasn't entertaining. It was more focused on the promotion and stuff. Don't you agree?
No, I agree wholeheartedly, but let's be honest. Had Conor McGregor done what he's supposed to do, stand up and fight, he'd have got drilled. It'd have been all over, okay? So when he got down on the ground, he wasn't no match for him on the ground either. Listen, this is the biggest mismatch in big fight history in a long, long time. I mean, I can't think of another big fight.
You think Conor's overrated?
I think when it comes to the messing with a guy like Khabib, I mean, look at the body size of those two guys. You couldn't tell. One guy was really a good 145-pounder, and the other guy was like a good 170-pounder. I mean, good Lord, man. Khabib weighed like...
Yeah, Khabib looked like he was more like... He would be dominating on a bigger weight division, but he's good in that division.
Well,
don't you agree?
Yeah, I think he's too big for 155 for anybody to beat him. And listen, I watch videos of him beating up a bear. They're available on YouTube. He beat up a bear.
I thought that was a rumor.
No. This is straight up stuff. And I was like in awe. I think Socrates Palmer, my New York City correspondent, Big Apple guy, sent me this thing. He said a guy lumped up a bear. I said, you got to be kidding. But no, here he was. He lumped up a bear. So what I'm saying, you know, and plus he's from the American Kickboxing Academy, which is down here in Silicon Valley, USA, San Jose, California, Milpitas, that kind of stuff. And I've heard about Khabib now for about 7 years. 7 years ago, Kyle Kingsbury told me, listen, there's this guy named Khabib, and he's real special, Pedro. And I'm going, yeah. Well, Cain Velasquez was supposed to be real special, and he fizzled out. You hear what I'm saying? So, I mean, a lot of guys are real special, and then they do fizzle out.
I like Khabib for the fact that he cares more. He doesn't care about the promotion. He was involved in the promotion of the fight of Conor.
He wasn't involved. Here's what's up. He wouldn't get into that. Listen, when Conor McGregor told him, Assalamu alaikum, can, you know what, blow me or whatever, that kind of stuff, when Conor McGregor went over that far, listen, I'm not a religious guy. In fact, I'm a non-theist to an extent, okay? But I would have jumped across that counter right then and ripped that Irish guy's eyeballs out, man, if you did that. And I was a religious person, as deeply religious as Khabib is. You don't drink alcohol, it's a poison. I always thought, like the Indian said, it's a white man's poison. But, I mean, you don't drink alcohol in the world of Muslims. They just don't. And for Conor to sit there with that bottle of whiskey and taunt him and this and that, don't you understand? It was worse than throwing salt in his eyes. I mean, he insulted
him.
Yeah,
and that's what I've been telling my, like, after that fight, they treated Conor so different. Khabib's getting suspended. He's probably getting his title stripped. If Conor did that same thing, jumped over the fence, he wouldn't got suspended.
Anthony, Conor did worse. Conor threw a hand truck at a bus, and people got hurt. There was injuries, glass in people's
eyes.
Yeah,
he didn't get charged with anything.
No, he didn't get, because the UFC said, guess what, we'll make this go away if you sign to fight Khabib. He really never wanted to fight Khabib. The bottom line was he was forced into fighting him. Hey, I got to run, but I thank you for the call. We'll talk soon. All the best, Anthony. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you didn't know it, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35 years of radio presence, of course, the longest-running fight show in history, folks. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Lots of podcasts out there, thousands of them, right? What can I say, man? I'm still standing 35 years later. All those other shows that came up against me in the past 3.5 decades, toast. You're tuned in to Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, the Ace. That's right. Johnny Sig is in the house. And guess what? I'm not going to Vegas. The Vegas trip's been canceled. I'll talk about that after the break. But my heart's broken. No, it is. I'll tell you what. Most people know I'm a private investigator in my other endeavors, okay? So I had a trip signed to Vegas. I bought the airline tickets, all that kind of stuff. And the client canceled this morning. But guess what? You got to cancel with a 48-hour notice or I get paid. So looks like I'm getting paid. Bottom line is, it's business. You're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Story. Next up, we're talking boxing with Johnny Signorella on Sports Byline.
This is real. He can push me now, but come when we get into the octagon, I'm going to smash this dude. He hates getting punched in the face. I'm going to punch him over and over and over.
I don't know, man. I guess. I don't know. I need you to live.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
This is one of my daughter's favorite, at least when she was a kid, daughter's favorite Tower of Power songs, because she had an attitude dance, without a doubt. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, boxing tonight on The Zone. That's right, ESPN as well. But let's talk about the fight, of course, for the WBO vacant title, since the World Boxing Organization is a sponsor. Demetrius Andrade was supposed to take on Billy Joe Saunders, but Saunders was axed, of course, from the WBO fight because of steroid issues and some other outside-of-the-ring issues. Anyway, the bottom line is Demetrius Andrade is going to take on Walter. And Johnny Signorella, I'm going to allow him to give you the honor of saying Walter's last name.
Kaltun Dakwa.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Not bad, man. I'm trying over here, you know.
But that's not fair. Time out.
But everyone messed up. Okay, go ahead.
You got a Japanese girlfriend. Yeah. That's not fair.
There you go. Okay, even better than what I was going to say. But
okay,
let's talk about Walter. Walter's 17-0, 16 KOs. I did a little research on my man Walter, and I can only find one fight on YouTube. Now, on paper, he looks like a puncher. But, you know, for Demetrius Andrade, it's been a minute since he fought. Actually, he hasn't fought a lot in the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
We get an average of once a year out of this guy, it seems. So let's see if that hinders his ability tonight against a guy that has power, and maybe, Pete, he catches him cold early. Should be interesting.
Didn't Andrade fight at a much lighter weight?
He fought at 154, best known. Now, that's a good question. This might be his first fight at 160, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it is, because, you know, I think there was some issues with promoter Artie Palulu. I believe they had him signed for a while, and then he was on the shelf because of promotional contract issues and things like that. But as you said, he hasn't fought in a long time. Walter K looks like he can punch, but they're taking this fight. They're taking Walter K at the last minute. And although it is a title fight, so they've got to slide somebody in that at least resembles a contender and things like that. You never know with those guys with records, man. It's sort of like I told you about the Colombian fighters, man. Those guys show up and they upset the apple carts because there's no way to do homework on them. With one YouTube fight, you can't do a whole lot of research.
Absolutely, and that's exactly my thoughts. They weren't able to find much footage on him. I'm sure I wasn't able to. So, you know, they have access to the same things, the YouTube channels and whatnot. Maybe they get some word of mouth in clubs. Maybe they survey some people he fought. But it is short notice, and there's not much time to do those sort of things. So we see what we get.
Yeah, and Walter K might be one of those guys who, if they throw $100,000 at him, $100,000, maybe if he gets 30 out of that, it's the entire world for him if he lives in a third world country. So more power to him, and I hope that I wish him the very best of luck there against Demetrius Andrade, who's been on the shelf a while. On the same day, of course, today, ESPN Plus is going to go with Ryota Murata. I guess it's Rob Brandt for the WBA regular middleweight title. Is Murata a regular fighter or a good fighter?
He's a good fighter. He's only had one loss, which he avenged via seventh-round KO over Haseem Nadam. You know, he's on a little bit of a winning streak right now. Looks to be the good at 14-1, you know. Rob Brandt's a good opponent at 23-1, 16 KOs. Brandt's only loss was to Jürgen Brammer in the World Boxing Super Series last year. And Brammer was a good fighter. And so Brandt didn't look bad in that tournament. So we see what we get again with only one loss. Should be a good test for Ryota Murata to see what we have at 160 pounds, which is quickly becoming a real, real hot division in boxing right now.
Hey, do we have that clip of Adrian Broner talking about Mexican food and tacos and all that kind of stuff? Cuddy, do we have that cut of Adrian Broner? Why don't you look at it? See if we have the Adrian Broner cut. That was hysterical, because I want to mention this. Broner's going to take on Manny Pacquiao, of course. Broner, the king of the one-liners. I mean, come on. You might not like him, his personality, but you sort of got to like his brashness and the fact that he talks all that crazy smack, and he's willing to do it, you know, for entertainment.
I love this fight coming up with Pacquiao, and he's always great in press. I don't like what he does in his personal life. Some things I really frown upon. I'm like, come on, AB, get it together. I always thought he was a very good fighter with awesome hand speed. You know, he could take a punch too. But the thing is, he is hysterical when you get him on the mic on a good day, man. He cracks me up, dude. And I love that kind of personality in boxing. It adds color. It adds intrigue. It adds controversy. And that's what sells fights.
Yeah, and you know, he was on this show, and he was on the show like maybe 5 years ago, and I kept hearing, and he's talking to me in the mirror, and you're in the middle of the voice, I go, I'm saying to myself, man, what is that buzz? What's going on? He was getting his hair cut.
I love it.
He pulled a Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye used to do that kind of stuff. Marvin Gaye used to talk on the phone when he was getting his haircut. Marvin Gaye once got a haircut with his hat on. It was just a line.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about the biggest contract ever signed in boxing. Wasn't the biggest contract ever Canelo Alvarez? Of course, Saul Alvarez, that's his formal name. Talk to me about that.
You got 11 fights over 5 years, $365 million. Guaranteed. Pete, okay, let's break that down. That's $73 million a year for $6 million a month, okay, over $1 million a week, over $200,000 a day, $8,000 an hour, $100 a minute, $2 a second. Huge deal. Now, Floyd obviously has paid more, you know, right? Dude, it's insane. Now, obviously, Floyd has made some serious coin, right? And he's saying that there's a whole war now with him and De La Hoya. It's hysterical.
Like Johnny, hold up. I don't think everybody caught on to what you did. Let's go with that again. A 5 year, 11 contract. Go with that again.
Okay. So we're talking $365 million over 5 years. It breaks down to $73 million a year. Okay, $6 million a month, $1 million a week, $200,000 a day, $8,000 an hour, $100 a minute, $2 a second.
Wow. You know, Hector Martinez and I, of course, the former manager of Roberto Duran himself, a two-time Golden Glove champion, one of the best I've ever seen. Anyway, he said to me that, you know, he and I don't think there's 11 guys out there for Canelo to fight that are significant opponents. That we don't think that he's going to last 11 fights as far as his career is concerned. I think that he's going to get tired, and I think that all this money sounds good. But, I mean, Johnny, who's he end up fighting, like number 9 and number 10, you and me?
Well, these are great questions. Right now, what we're looking at is two fights a year, if you do the math. He's going to cash out his last fight in December with DAZN. Actually, his first fight with DAZN, his last fight of the year, I should say, in December. Then that leaves him with 10 over the next five, I believe. So you're looking at probably two a year. Now, you got Demetrius Andrade fights on DAZN. We're seeing him today. You know, we have a couple guys over at 160 on DAZN. And we see what we get. I don't think every fight's going to be a marquee fight.
But it's got to be. It's got. Cut. That's my point. Every fight's not going to be a marquee fight, but unless you put forth a marquee name, unless you put something good, nobody's going to want to see this guy go out and fight the bum of the month.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when he's averaging over $30 million a fight now. One thing I do like, it negates the pay per view for Canelo because DAZN says that, you know, you're paying the $9.95, you're getting Canelo. You know, let's see if that really happens because they got to pay him a lot of money, you know. And they put out a lot of money for Canelo just now. But I don't foresee his first couple of fights being anyone big. Maybe we get G May 5th, but it depends on where Triple G goes. Mm-hmm. I think Triple G would be smart to remain a free agent and keep his options open. Take a pay-per-view with Showtime. Maybe take a fight with DAZN where they pay him a whole lot of money. Take a fight with Fox where he gets paid a whole lot of money, who's now in the business of boxing.
I think his star is. I think his star is diminished.
The loss, it hurt him. Post mortem, and you know, Canelo riding all this momentum, and his name is everywhere. Signing this huge contract, and then all this, you know, Twitter beef with Floyd. It's just, Canelo's constantly out there now in the boxing world and the sports world in general. He's being spoken about quite heavily. Every time I'm at a bar in the background, I see Canelo or De La Hoya on TV talking about this deal. It's huge news. Okay. So, yes, to answer your question from before, it's the biggest contract by a single athlete in any sport of all time, and that's going to get attention. I think Forbes did a huge piece on him. Now you got boxing. You got Forbes discussing boxers. I think this is a great time to be a fight fan right now.
Are there any
Triple G, not so good.
Are there any steroid clauses in these contracts?
I'd like to see. That's a good point. I'd like to see some of it, because you figure for that kind of money in a contract somewhere, there's probably like, hey, you know, you got to step up. You just can't fight every tomato can out there.
No.
I don't think he's going to.
I think he's going to end up fighting every tomato can, starting with this guy in December, who's not a household name except in his own house. listen, DAZN's also got Barry Hearn, the promoter from the UK. I mean, so they've got Canelo, they've got Barry Hearn. DAZN's building momentum here, huh?
Yeah, you know, we spoke last week and I said they needed to do something because ESPN has so much leverage because they have football and baseball and boxing's now following that, and they're running commercials during those huge programs that generate high ratings. DAZN's just an app running commercials on YouTube. And if you're a boxing fan, yeah, you know about DAZN, but a lot of people that aren't boxing fans or even mixed martial arts fans, they run Bellator, they're not familiar with DAZN. They don't even know how to pronounce it, and I don't blame them because it doesn't, you know, it's spelled D-A-Z-N, but they call it DAZN, okay? But it is what it is, you know? So we got a situation now where they needed to make a big move, and what bigger move can you get by signing or do by getting Canelo to sign with your company? Now they have an Anthony Joshua and Canelo Alvarez. Now, this is a valid argument if you want to contest me on it, but they have two of the best fighters on the planet and also the best generated, money-generating fighters out there in the world right now for combat sports in general, globally, Canelo and Anthony Joshua. So DAZN is definitely going to be in a household name, as we like to say.
$365 million, that's like almost a half a billion bucks.
Yeah, and it's funny. They have a billion-dollar budget over 7 years. And, I told you, they came heavy, dude. And so if you look at what they're doing, it's $125 million per year for 8 years, okay? And Golden Boy now has signed to do 10 fights separately from the Hearn family. So now DAZN is open to work with other promoters, even outside Matchroom Boxing, which is run by Barry and Eddie Hearn.
Okay. Crawford and Benavidez did like big numbers on ESPN Plus last week, or ESPN last week, huh?
If you consider, yeah, they did about 3 million. Now, great numbers considering it when they had college football, which is hot on a Saturday night, super hot, right? Playoff baseball, we got a great postseason in Major League Baseball right now. And speaking of DAZN, Bellator was on DAZN last week. To do 3 million live views, I think it was 2.8 was the number. Man, that's incredible.
You know, Friday night with Teddy Atlas, the Friday night boxing with Teddy Atlas, on a good night, they draw 180,000, 200,000 people. I'm serious. So, obviously, these numbers via the apps are they're producing a lot more boxing fans and more revenue. No wonder ESPN went away from boxing as far as that Teddy Atlas show was concerned. I mean, if listen, some of those ratings, I used to get the weekly ratings, okay? And some ratings were like 85, 100,000, 100,000 people. Then it was good weeks, it was 200,000. But I'm saying to myself, these guys are only getting a couple hundred thousand people to watch them out of this entire country of 350 million people. That's how low boxing was at one point in time. So I'm glad that boxing is, how can I put this, replenished itself. I mean, it seems like it's off life support. It seems like it's really running on its own.
Yes, sir. And it's the hottest it's ever been. You know, the good fights, good matchups coming up. You look at the Showtime Fox deal. I hear that they're spending $60 million for the next 3 to 5 years. Fox is doing 12 cards, one a month, major. I think that Bronner and Pacquiao end up on Fox, Pete, and that would generate huge numbers because Pacquiao Horn on ESPN did 4 million. Bronner averages about 1.5 to 2 million views per fight. You put that on Fox where it's in more homes and they advertise that properly, they run some commercial spots during football games, man, you're going to get a huge number for that. And that would be a great way for Fox to kick off boxing in 2019.
Man, I hate to brag and boast. Who am I lying? But if Jeff Horn, I would have loved to have had the opportunity to fight a guy like Jeff Horn. I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I scratch my head when I look at Jeff Horn and say to myself, damn, man, damn. But you know, he was this way. He got more money out of his ability than he probably should have. So more power to him.
Yeah, man. Right place, right time, right?
It's all about making the money, baby. The professional boxing, straight up. Anything happen as far as tonight's concerned? Who do you like, Murata over Brandt?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to this Murata fight tonight. You know, I think Murata's going to get him out of there, you know. And, again, seeing how Demetrius Andrade looks, we got Dorticos in a cruiserweight fight for the World Boxing Super Series, also on DAZN. DAZN's got two cards. I think that's about to commence in the next hour. So we see we get there. Dorticos only lost to Murat Gassiev, in a barn burner last year at cruiserweight. So seeing how Dorticos recovers, he's a good action fighter.
The great Sean Signorella on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Johnny Sig, have a great Saturday.
You too, Paige. We'll talk to you soon. Everyone, enjoy your day and enjoy the fight. Be safe.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline.
The best things in life are free.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So I'm booked to Las Vegas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Okay, I've got three nights at a beautiful four-star hotel. And my rent-a-car is ready for me, right? So the client tells me to do this on a Friday night. We signed the contract, the whole nine yards. Then I get a call Saturday morning. The meeting's canceled. I don't want you to go. The bottom line is I have a 48-hour cancellation fee in my deals. And, of course, what I did was I made all these travel plans, and I set everything aside, the whole nine yards. But what I'm trying to tell you is that you never know when you judge you can't judge a person by a book by their cover. And sometimes people just absolutely blow your mind. And this was another client in the world of private investigation that actually blew my mind. Speaking of mind blowing, my producer each and every show, 7 hours of radio a week I do here on Sports Byline. Bottom line is Scott Cuddy produces them all, and he is the very best at what he does. I mean, bar none, he is the best, straight up. So we want to give him those props. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Mighty Tower of Power saying is so very hard to go, and it is, but don't forget, Ring Talk is nice. That's why we come to you twice, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's right, live on Sports Byline, SB Nation, iTunes, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio. I keep going, but the bottom line is Saturday and Sunday is 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Ring Talk live worldwide. Till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, most importantly, keep punching.